House Bill 1110, an act to criminalize the delivery of certain contraband to juvenile detention facilities and to revise the definition of contraband with regard to certain correctional facilities.
House Bill 1110 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Albers.
Madam President, members of the body, House Bill 1110 doesn't look a lot like it did when it was initially introduced. It's been trimmed and cleaned a lot in Senate Judiciary. And so I don't intend to speak to the original bill, but I would speak to what you have before you now. In Section 1 of this bill, what we attempt to do, and I would predicate this by saying if I from time to time say the word contraband to shorten things up, when I speak of contraband, what I mean is alcohol, drugs, or weapons. And in Section 1, original law makes it a Class 6 felony for someone to deliver to someone in a jail, someone who is an inmate of a jail, any contraband, the ones that I've just mentioned. All we do in Section 1 is include juvenile detention facilities. So it's the same crime to take contraband to a juvenile detention facility as it is to take it to a jail. That takes care of Section 1, pretty much. In Section 2, there's been some language cleaned up that wasn't part of this bill to start with either, but some folks in Department of Corrections noticed that our laws haven't been changed with regard to this contraband since many years ago, and probably went into place when we didn't have physician's assistants or nurse practitioners. And so you can see that it's also illegal for people in the state penitentiary to have this contraband. And one of the contraband items is prescription pills, unless they're ordered by a physician. We simply add physician assistant or nurse practitioner to that. Now, I understand that Senator Bogue has an amendment that he wants to make, and I've looked at it, and I would tell you before I sit down that I find that to be a friendly amendment, assuming he does decide to make it. In any event, I urge your support of this bill.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Bogue.
I do have a motion at the desk, and I
motion.
Waive the reading.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Remarks on the Bogue motion to amend.
Madam President.
Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, as Senator Albers may have guessed, I'm 0 for 2 today, so this may not be a good time for me to make even a friendly amendment. But it's this amendment, as Senator Albers said, the correctional amendment that was put on did make logical sense with the original bill, but as he said, there were so many changes that in the process of making those changes, one of the additional corrections we had made was inadvertently dropped off the bill. And that's what all this amendment is to make those very same changes that are in Section 2 of the bill in another area of the code. The only thing I would add to that is that the word hallucinogens has been deleted because it is already a defined substance under the term controlled substance. With that, I would ask you to support the motion to amend. Go on and support the bill.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is a Bogue motion to amend House Bill 1110. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Further marks on House Bill 1110 as amended. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1110. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA?
Aye.
Bogue? Rose,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Dugard,
aye.
DeHuig,
aye.
Dennert,
aye.
Dietrich Larry,
aye.
Dietrich Elmer,
aye.
Drake,
no.
Duxbury,
aye.
Everest, Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen, Hange,
aye.
Ham,
aye.
Hutmacher, Cleven, Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken, McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
excuse.
Putnam.
Aye.
Reedy.
Aye.
Staggers.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Bitter.
Aye.
Valesky.
Aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Senator Hutmacher. Senator Hutmacher. Senator Vitter. Senator Vitter. Madam President, ayes 28, nays 2, excused 5.
House Bill 1110 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed as amended. Senator Apa.
Personal privilege, please.
That's granted.
Madam President, I'd like to thank you and Senator Hamm and Senator Madden and Kitty Werthmann for making St. Valentine's Day such a sweet day for us today. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You are very welcome. Thank you. And I would just ask the Senate to join me in welcoming Mr. Adil Amir, who's the administrator of the Rapid City Regional Hospital. Good to have you here, Adil. Second.